You know, I wanted to talk with you if you have the time. So, I wanted to know how you would feel. What did you do at 33 years old? What did you do when you have the whole world lying on your shoulders? How did you respond? What was your mindset like when everything fell apart? I had this fear of losing everything for everything I built, but I have dreams of building more. I even have bigger dreams of building more. How did you fare with all of this? When the streets was on your back, what was your response? Did you have pressure? You had no influence in your life, no male influence in your life. You was the first of your kind. What did you do to that? What did you do with that? How did you make miracles? How'd you make pioneers? When the whole world told you you're nothing but a poor Puerto Rican, what was your thought to that? What made you have the confidence to go in a room full of powerful, rich people and still say, "Look at me, I'm here, and this is why you guys would benefit from having me here. Look at me, please." I remember those words. I remember being in the front desk of your class. I remember you told me to always keep my head up. You always told me I had a special talent. But to be honest, the most talented person I ever saw was you. What was your story like? When did you know you was great? What held you back? What's the key to a happy marriage? Did you ever figure out marriage? Did you ever figure out women? Did you ever figure out the world like I am? There's so many questions I still must ask. You predicted many things that will happen. How did you know? Again, I asked you, how did you know? The last I saw your face, I told you didn't have to fight no more. But then I remember you telling me that even before you, even after we're all gone, the fight will still be fought. I remember those words. I remember those words to my heart. And I must pass it on to my kids and so forth, and to my younger audience. I've been soaking in knowledge of the same people with my skin, with my upbringing, do wonderful and great things. I've never used it to tear it down. You told me, sir, not to ever tear down my own. You told me to uplift. You told me to be wary of the people that are not about the message of giving back. You said to elevate and to forever make a legacy. But there is no blueprint. There's no process for this. And I'm on nerves, and I'm on, sometimes I feel like banging my head against the wall. I'm not going to lie to you. I just have so many questions. I guess my initial question would be, well, my initial thing I wanted to say is, I love you. You will forever be missed. And, I wish you was here, Dad. Because there are times that I'm lost. I think I got most of the answers, but there's still a few things I need to figure out. There's still a few notes. There's a lot of notes I took, but there's some questions I wrote in those notes. I want to be the greatest I want to be the greatest at what I do. But how is greatest defined? I don't want to do this all and I get an empty feeling. So that I ask you again. What is my purpose here? What am I meant to, I know what I'm meant to do, but how would I know if I succeeded or not? What would be that moment for me? Because I don't even feel like I'm halfway there yet. Again, these are questions I will ask your dad if you would. Now that you're here, now I could, you know, we could have this conversation. And I would love to hear your response. Welcome to the Typical Man's Podcast. You are joined by yours truly, Ace Estrada. Again, we're going to cut right to the point. We're going to have a quick Q&A episode. Really exciting, really interesting. It's just me this week, guys. My co-hosts are on their break, but they'll be back on next week. Just a lot going on, stuff like that. This episode is kind of like a last-minute thing, but I just wanted to keep on providing material for you loyal listeners out there. Pretty much we're doing a Q&A, so what I'm doing is I'm reading off a questions list, and I'm probably going to pick several of them out of the questions that our fans have asked about our podcast or just my opinions on several topics that have been going on, whether it's sports, whether it's social media, whether it's current events. All right, so for example, right, our first question, well, it goes right to it, is from Lizzie24. Again, Lizzie, thank you for listening to the show. What do you think on the Will Smith slapping Chris Rock situation? Are you on Chris's side or Will's side? Well, it's not really a side I'm on, to be honest, but if I had to lean towards a side, probably Chris, only by default, because I felt like Will's reaction wasn't genuine. It wasn't. If you look, he is a true definition of a sucker dude. Like, of a sucker, right? And I hate to say in those terms, but it's the truth. Like, it wasn't his genuine reaction, and that's the main problem that I have. And you'll hear me go back to that. So again, if it was genuine, again, I don't support violence. I don't support him going up there and slapping Chris Rock. Okay, there are better ways, there are more mature ways in which you could have handled it, okay? But in this situation, he was laughing at Chris Rock's joke at first. If you notice, he laughed at the joke, and then he went up and slapped him. Now, at first hearing this, I thought it was fake. But then, I know a lot of guys that have the same reaction. And this is where I go. I'm going to take it to a bigger picture perspective. A lot of guys in this day and age only do stuff because their women want them to do it. And to me, that's a recipe for disaster, okay? You look at Will Smith's relationship is a pure example of that. It's not genuine. And, you know, you do all these things to please your woman. You have no original thought of yours that you're bringing to the relationship or even to yourself. And now, even your own wife or girlfriend is getting on you about the same thing because it's not genuine. And it wouldn't surprise me, and there's rumors going around that Jada is exactly saying the same thing I'm saying. Again, I don't support her either. I think she is a little bit vindictive, but mainly I'm focusing on what was being asked here. And then bigger picture perspective is we have to do better as men to really have our own thought, our own perspective on things. We shouldn't wait for our wives or girlfriends to tell us, hey, go spend time with your kids, or do something with your kids, or do this with your kids. You know, we shouldn't wait for our wives or girlfriends to tell us. Like, Will If he was going to slap Chris Rock, he should have done it when he first said the joke. Don't wait till Jada looks at you to then say, oh, I'm going to go slap. I got you, babe. No, you got to be authentic. You got to be original. And to me, that's what's happening with a lot of men these days. They're doing things that is not true to themselves. And to me, that was a sucker move. Like, he only did it because Jada told him to. And there's a lot of men that just dare on site, on command, and they're just not doing it. And a lot of people do blame the women for that. But there are situations where the women probably has to take on a role because the man has no plan. There's no planning on behalf of the family, what they're going to do, future goals. There's nothing. They're just there, and they probably do the bare minimum, or they just provide. And that's it, you know, keep a smile on their face, and that's it. But there's no true planning. There's no taking initiative. I wouldn't even say take charge, because it sounds a little bit like 1950-ish. But really, just being original, being to yourself. And a lot of men are doing that, which is why a lot of women are, you know, it seems like the woman just wants to be in charge. But a lot of cases, it's not the case. It's just the man is just like has no original thought. If you talk to, I have talked to several men when they're alone and their wives aren't around. And it's like they don't have no opinion on things. They don't have no planning, no goals, no, there's no outside the box thinking. It's just work, go home, that's it. And it's just no anything. I know older men that are close to retirement, and it's like there's no planning. There's no, I just work and die, and that's it. And it's sad. You know, it's sad that many men think that way. So I think Will falls in that category of really missing the boat on what it is to be a, yes, he's successful. So I don't want to take that away from him. He's purely talented. But I think in a relationship aspect, there's no, you could tell maybe Jada takes on that role of the vision for the family. And I think more men should have the vision for their family instead of their wife taking on most of that responsibility. So mainly by default, Lizzie, I take Chris's side. And Chris's side was all in distaste, but I mean, joke was in distaste, but, you know, I still don't think it was enough for him to be slapped, especially if it wasn't genuine. Okay, so next question, Unk Mook - Greatness. Who do you have as your MVP? I mean, it's a good race. Unk is a really good race. I mean, Jokic, I used to be hard on Jokic, but I'm coming around to him. He's really doing good. His numbers is remarkable. I think he's the first player to get like 5,000 points. Something is, again, I couldn't have the numbers, but I think he's the first NBA player in history to have those numbers. Giannis is just, I think Giannis should have the lead, should have the MVP by default. But I'm a little bit biased because I love his story. I love the way he plays. Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA, but the way Giannis plays if you're a true fan of the game, you'll love Giannis. And I mean, Joel Embiid, sometimes I think he's not serious enough for me a little bit, but I like his game. I think from a talent perspective, he probably has the best game, I would say, but I would still give the edge to Giannis just because he plays both ends on the court. I think his team is probably the best. He makes his team probably the best team that's out there, if that makes sense. And then he has the opportunity to win another championship. So let's go down to something. Oh, good question. From Johnny the God Q. What are some celebrities you would love to have as a guest on your podcast? Oh, Johnny, good question. I have a few in mind, but mainly I want to have Dame Dash. Mainly, I would love to have Dame Dash. I mean, having Dame Dash there's so much to learn from Dame. And I know a lot of people are rubbed the wrong way because of his persona and attitude. But Dame is smart. Dame is an entrepreneur. Dame has set the platform for future entrepreneurs, for younger people, particularly of the minority community, particularly for the Black community. I mean, I just love every time I hear him in an interview. It's not the way he says I'm focusing on, but it's what he's saying in that message. Sometimes you could not be a fan of his person's personality, but me personally, I like reading into their mind and what they represent for the grand scheme of things. And to me, Dame is more good to me than bad, you know? And Dame has been nothing but great in the interviews I've seen him in. I think he was on All the Smoke. I think it was like a 2-hour interview. And I was blown away. I've seen a lot of interviews with Dave. That wasn't my first. But the way he stands up for his culture, I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's done. A lot of people want to put him down. And a lot of people do take him the wrong way. But, you know, I know a little bit about being taken the wrong way as well. And I would love to have him on the podcast. There's another person, too, that's like Dame, and I want to have him on the podcast just to hear from him. We're going to have to talk to we're going to have to talk to him about, you know, how he's going to communicate his opinions on things. But that's pretty much it. I mean, my mother's husband is really good with that. Like building a legacy, you know, owning your own business, you know, making younger people really think about their future and from a man's perspective, how to go about things. Not even just a man's perspective, but for younger men and women to take on a role of maybe you don't have to work somebody for the rest of your life. Again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working for somebody, but, you know, just the fact of just having the opportunity to build up something for your legacy, something for your kids or your nephews or nieces to enjoy, you know, maybe when you get older, you know. And Dame and my mother's husband really represents that. They represent something good, you know. There's other people out there that, you know, that do work and do say, oh, look what I have. But it's pretty much, what are you doing with that? What are you doing with what you have? Are you giving back? Are you building a foundation? Are you building your legacy? Are you giving back? That's something I always look to do. And I always listen to Dame. And many people like Dame. And then from a closer perspective, you know, my mother's husband. So those are the two people I would want on my podcast. If we could make it work, I think it would be very educational and really good for our audience, okay? So, all right, so next question. Good questions, guys. So, from Sarah at Falls Hills. Hector, do you ever want to go mainstream on your podcast? So who has been your favorite guest so far? Well, twofold question. Yes, I want to go mainstream. That's why I'm doing this. I look to Joe Rogan. I look at The Pivot. I've looked at, you know, I Am Athlete. That's another sports podcast. You know, just looking at some of these podcasts. I'm a big fan of podcasts, man. If I could, you know, be up there one day, I would. I know I listen to Brilliant Idiots as well. I do have a cousin on there. I'm not going to mention by name because it would seem like I'm cloud chasing. But, you know, that's part of that, you know. And, you know, it's really good. It's really exciting. It's a lot of work that goes into doing a podcast. But it's fun, though. At the same time, I definitely want to pursue this as a long-term career. So that's where I'm at with it. And I want to be up there. I want to be mentioned with the, like I said earlier, with the Joe Rogans and The Pivot. So that's my answer to that. So let's get into last question. And we are going to go into let's go into sports. Where's the Miami Heat? Okay, so I know you're a Knicks fan. This is by Heat Nation 305 Blaze. You got to be on the Heat train this year. We're entering the playoffs and we're in first place. Do we have a chance to win it all? I hate to disappoint you guys, but no. And the reason why is because I just don't think Jimmy Butler, as your main player, as your best player, go-to player, is the guy that's going to put you guys over the hump. Now, people are going to say, well, we were close a couple years ago in the bubble and with the, you know, we went to the NBA Finals. We lost to the Lakers in six. And I hear you guys on that. But I really just think that a lot of teams just gave in. There was a lot going on. I'm not trying to dismiss the Heat. Well, really, I am. It's just, again, I love the way they play. They play both ends. They're an old-school team. I love their coach, Spoelstra. I love the Heat organization ran by Pat Riley. And I like Jimmy as a player. And I like, I know Oladipo's back. Bam is a really good center. I just don't think Jimmy is a, he's not a transcendent player. You need stars in the playoffs to get you over the hump. And Jimmy is a average to very good player. He's not Kevin. He's not even Kyrie. He's not Giannis. He's not Joel. You know, he's none of those players in the East. Even then, you need a lot more than them. But he's not even their best. Jimmy Butler is not even the best scorer on his team. Is ran by a bench player, Tyler Hero, which is a pretty good player. But you can't have your best scorer be a bench player and expect to win a championship, NBA championship that way. Maybe this was college, it'd be different. But this is the pros. There's a 7-game series. You need, you know, the game is going to slow down. Teams are definitely going to try harder. So I don't, this is a nice story for the regular season. And, you know, but I see the Heat going in the first or second round, to be honest. And guys, that is it. That is my time. Thank you for listening. Not a lot this week. I just wanted to bring you some more material, some Q&As and stuff. We'll have the boys back next week, Houston Good and Isaiah Estrada. Please subscribe to Typical Man's Podcast on Spotify, on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe. Again, appreciate your support. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for listening. You guys be safe.